Today, we're diving into the top 7 key aspects of the Pizzagate conspiracy theory. Let's get started. Welcome to Know It Sharp with Ivy Sharp. I'm Ivy Sharp. Here's what you need to know. You'll learn 7 facts about the Pizzagate conspiracy theory, fast and focused. Peel back the preposterous Pizzagate paranoia. Let's keep it simple. Fact number 1. Pizzagate is a debunked conspiracy theory alleging a child sex trafficking ring linked to Democratic Party figures and Washington, D.C. restaurants. Context. It emerged during the 2016 U.S. presidential election, with false claims about a pedophilia ring supposedly operating from the basement of Comet Ping Pong. Investigative journalists and law enforcement rejected these claims. There was no ring, no basement operation, and no evidence. Test question. What type of criminal activity did the Pizzagate theory falsely allege? Correct answer. Child sex trafficking. Memory aid. False ring, no kingpin. Moving on. Fact number 2. The conspiracy centers on claims that John Podesta's leaked emails contained coded messages about pedophilia and human trafficking. Context. WikiLeaks published Podesta's emails in October and November 2016, and conspiracists misread everyday words like pizza as supposed code. Experts and fact-checkers found no credible evidence of codes. The interpretations were invented. Test question. Whose emails were allegedly coded for trafficking? Correct answer? John Podesta. Memory aid. Podesta's emails, false tales. Next up, fact number 3. Comet Ping Pong was falsely alleged to be a hub of the supposed trafficking operation. Context. The pizzeria and its owner, James Alefantis, were targeted with harassment, doxing, and threats. Images from social media were misused as fake evidence. Nearby DC businesses were also hit by threats and review brigading. Washington, DC police found no basis for the claims. Test question. Which pizzeria was falsely linked to Pizzagate? Correct answer. Comet Ping Pong. Memory aid. Comet's Comet. No threat met. All right, let's continue. Fact number 4. The conspiracy was amplified across fringe and mainstream social media platforms. Context. It spread from 4chan and 8chan to Reddit and Twitter, where users remixed allegations in real time. After Reddit banned the dedicated subreddit for doxing, discussions migrated to looser moderated platforms like Vote, which often intensified the narrative. Test question. Which type of media helped spread Pizzagate? Correct answer. Social media. Memory aid. Social spread, nothing said. On to the next one. Fact number 5. Fake news and conspiracist websites like Your Newswire and InfoWars promoted the allegations. Context. Sensationalist headlines and misleading content drove clicks and ad revenue, prioritizing virality over verification. These outlets exemplified how misinformation ecosystems monetize outrage. Test question. Name one website that spread Pizzagate misinformation? Correct answer. InfoWars. Memory aid. InfoWars, misleading bars. Let's keep it rolling. Fact number 6. Prominent online promoters included alt-right activists and influencers like Mike Cernovich and Jack Posobiec. Context. Their posts lent perceived credibility and blended Pizzagate with other partisan narratives. Celebrity engagement from figures like Andrew Bogut and Marcus Notch Person further boosted visibility, even when the claims were baseless. Next question, which influencer promoted Pizzagate? Correct answer, Mike Cernovich. Memory aid, Cernovich pitch, false glitch. Now fact number 7. A gunman fired an AR-15-style rifle inside Comet Ping Pong in December 2016 to self-investigate Pizzagate. Context. Edgar Madison Welch traveled from North Carolina, believed the hoax, and discharged rounds into walls and furniture. No one was injured. He was arrested, later pleaded guilty, and was sentenced to prison. This underscores the real-world danger of online misinformation. Test question. What weapon did the Pizzagate gunman use? Correct answer. AR-15 style rifle. Memory aid. AR scene. False intervene. Quick recap time. Okay, let's refocus. Rapid fire review with pauses so you can check yourself. Recap. Fact number 1. What type of criminal activity did the Pizzagate theory falsely allege? Correct answer: child sex trafficking. Recap, fact number two. Whose emails were allegedly coded for trafficking? Correct answer: John Podesta. Recap, fact number three. Which pizzeria was falsely linked to Pizzagate? Correct answer: Comet Ping Pong. Recap, fact number four. Which type of media helped spread Pizzagate? Correct answer: social media. Recap, fact number five. Name one website that spread Pizzagate misinformation. Correct answer: InfoWars. Recap, fact number six. Which influencer promoted Pizzagate? Correct answer: Mike Cernovich. Recap, fact number seven. What weapon did the Pizzagate gunman use? Correct answer: AR-15 style rifle. That's a wrap for today. You've got the top seven facts down. With these key details, you're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. We'll continue soon.